Judy?
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay. Ariella?
He hasn't come on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm going to mute.
I'm muting.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Kemin Pati Terura Alfred Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabil Rinat Amhasadinu Taharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barhem Taharem Rachame Sikata Tami Gamlem Betet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel Het Tassin Kadosh Bero Tuvha Nael Adata et kufbet tet nunayan Yachid geye lamcha penei zofre kedushata Yud gimel lamed e zayan kuf Shavatinu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodeya Talumo Shin Kufav Tariyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe. El Rahum Vechanun Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Ve'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseyawon Wafesha Vechata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And we will start with the Lashem Yichud. Lushenya Hud Kud Shabari Hu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urhimu Hilu Hilu Urhimu Vyakta Lushem Yudhe Bavave Vyehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vaihino Amadonai Eloheinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Tarihu Kama Deaved Leila Witata Kolai Hu Kishota Biovada Dikyo Vedlei Blach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Meinea Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Obada Dikshot Inun Wikola It's the wreath Bialma. The energy of this year, 5780, our current year, as a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by the study of the reverse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight, we will study a verse from Leviticus chapter 13, verse 8. Wera hakohen v'hine pasta hamispachat ba'or v'timo hakohen sareat I. The energy of year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shatan. Taktav willo yergaz, od willo yosi vu. Vene avla la anoto, ta asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka heta ezayo alada la awa he he ya yo zalame behe ere yo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa he he la Nulaha yo 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 me la he wa Nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he, te wa yo, nu me yo yo la, he re he, me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, a nu a wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa be. We'll now connect to the the 72 names that was revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sabe, te, me, me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, kameta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, he, wa, he, me, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa, nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey re la yo a wa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ta a ko me nu da a nu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za hey shi hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey ta a la re yo ta a la me ta hey wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta he me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 15th day of Sivan. It is the full moon day in Sivan. Yehuda ben Yaakov Avinu, Yehuda, the leader of the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Jews. Also the part of the lineage associated with Mashiach. Rabbi Yadidya Raphael Chai Abulafia. And Rabbi Shalom Shekalo. We're going to connect to the Ani meditation. We haven't done that in quite a while. Mahut Yo Ahini Wayohe Yo Ahini Wayohe Yo Ahini Wayohe Yosod Yu Ahuni Wuyohu You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. Hold. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. Netzah. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo are who ni wu yo ho. Yo are who ni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yehura. Yet ash. Ni we yosh. Yet ash. Ni we yosh. Yet ash. Ni we yosh. Kesset. Yet aheni we yo he. Yet aheni we yo he. Yet aheni we yo he. Bina. Ye ahe ni we yo hey. Ye ahe ni we yo hey. Ye ahe ni we yo hey. Akma. Ya aha ni wa yo ha. Ya aha ni wa yo ha. Ya aha ni wa yo ha. Keter. Ya aha ni wa yo ha. Ya aha ni wa yo ha. Ya aha ni wa yo ha. And now for the Ma meditation. At Again, this is not something we've done in a while. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey, yud, yud, hey. Yud hey wow, yud hey wow, hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wow, yud hey wow, hey. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is a Zohar class for the Parsha of Shlech Lecha. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to the Book of Leviticus. And underneath that, you'll find the Parasha of Shlech Lecha. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to section 10. The tourists who became spies. This is a long section, but we'll see how far we get. We start with Pasuk 61. We'll start with L'shem Yehud.
Now, Hebron was built 7 years.
These are the 70 faces of the Torah. The Torah contains 70 aspects, which are the secret of Zerantin, that has six ends, and Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and with Malchut, they total seven, Sephirot. Each aspect has 10, meaning that each one is comprised of 10 Sephirot, totaling 70. Hebron is the Torah, because whoever strives in her is referred to as a chaver, or a friend. Before Zoan in Egypt, we learned that a Torah corresponds to a Torah, namely the written Torah, which is Zerantin, and the oral Torah, which is Malchut. That Hebron, which is the oral Torah, that is Malchut, comes out from the written Torah. Zerantin, as it says, say to wisdom, you are my sister. And it was built 7 years, meaning the seven Sephirot, Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Therefore, it was referred to as Bath Sheva, the daughter of seven. Before Zoan in Egypt, as it says, Solomon's wisdom, that is Malchut, excelled of all the children of the East country and all the wisdom of Egypt. A commentary. The phrase expressed by the Zohar is incomplete and makes the pasuk difficult to follow. The verse is Bamidbar chapter 13, verse 22. In the English translation, has, and Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in the land of Egypt. The meaning of Zoan in Hebrew is wrath or rage. The verse that follows is describing the large fruit that the princes took back to the people. The Zohar is explaining the code word that Hebron means the oral Torah. This is hinting to us to study the Midrash of the Torah. It also explains that Midrash is on the same level as the Talmud. This is my opinion, since they are both oral Torah. Of course, it will depend on who is the author. There are some people in the Kabbalistic world, not just academics, but actual Kabbalists, who maintain that much of the Midrash Rabbah and much of other books of Midrash were written by Rabbi Shimon. Part of that is an unwritten commentary. Verse 62. Vayavo ad nachal eshko ilein inun mile agada rasha detalyan misidra dim hemnuta veikratu misham demora wigomer ofin mitaman Rashe Pirkin, Rashe Milin, Inun Divne, Mehemnuta Chadan, Milin, Umit Barkan, Milin, Begavayu, Umistaklan, Sharsha, Adbikara, Ad, Vilayishtakak, Behu Piruda Inundila Mishtache Bene Mehemnuta Willa Ulfe Oraita Lishma Shavyan Leya Limhemnuta Befiruda Hahidiktiv Wash Wayisauhu Ba'amot Bishnaim Befiruda Maru Ba'amot Kada'a Al Yitem Lamot Raglecha Umin Harimonim ha'ta'enim kol ha'shavim v'hanemilei l'sitra achara l'sitra d'minaye l'sitra d'firuda. The translation. And they came to the Wadi of Eshkol, and Eshkol has the meaning of cluster in Hebrew. These refer to matters of Agadah and homiletical interpretation that are derived from the aspect of faith, which is Malchut. Since homiletical interpretations and Agadah are dependent on Torah and surround her like grapes in a grape cluster, and cut down from there a branch. They learn from there the headings of the chapters and the highlights of the matters. The faithful rejoice with these matters, which are blessed within them. They notice that they stem from one source and principle, and there is no division that divides them. Those who are not of faith and do not study the Torah for its own sake cause the faith, which is Malchut, to be separated from Zeranpin, since they cause a flaw in the union of Zeranpin and Malchut, which are the written Torah and the oral Torah. They do not accept the belief that they are one essence and one source. This is what is written. And they carried it between two on a pole. The Hebrew word is mot, which means they cause the division between the written and oral Torah and consider them, heaven forbid, as two. What is the meaning of mot? It is as is written. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. The Hebrew word is lamot. And of the pomegranates, the Hebrew word is rimonim. And the figs, the Hebrew word is te'enim. They have placed these matters entirely into the other side, to the side of heretics and the side of separation. Since rimonim is derived from minim, heretics, and te'enim is derived from, but Elohim allowed it. The Hebrew word is inah. Allowed it to happen to him, meaning that it happened by chance, as they do not believe in providence, and say everything is by chance, and separate the blessed Hashem from the world. My commentary. The Zohar is stressing the importance of uniting all aspects of Torah, and strive to see through the illusion to the unity, which includes the diversity of creation. Pasuk 63. Hahi diktiv yashuvu mitur haaretz v'yashuvu tayvin v'sitra bisha v'tayvin me'archa v'ikshot amre mai ikpat lan Ad yoma lach kameta tavli alma aamalna vabeta rekam v'yativna biklana tiyama ulhahu alma man yiske yawa uman yeyu legawe Yah, Lagawe, Yah, Tavlan Delai Atrachna, Ule Hai Waisapru, Loveyomru, Wigomer Ha Amalkna, Velaena Begin Leminda Hulaka, Tehahu Alma. Wegam zavat halav udbashiyo tavu ahu alma ila kimadiyadana beoraita val man yakil The translation. This is what is written. And they returned from searching the land. And they returned means they returned to the evil side and recanted from the true path, saying, what result did we get? To this day, we have not experienced any worldly benefit for our labor in the Torah. The house was empty, and we were settled among the lower class of the people. Who will merit that world, and who will reach to enter into it? It might be better for us not to work so hard. And they told him and said, here we labored and studied in order to know that part of the world, as you advised us, and indeed it flows with milk and honey. That world above is indeed good, as we were informed in the Torah, but who could deserve it? My commentary. The Torah and the Midrash explain that the princes did not want to lose their position of honor when they entered the Holy Land. Thus they brought back an evil report. They talked among themselves at night around the campfire and agreed that no one could deserve to enter a land of milk and honey. This hints to the spiritual law. When one becomes conscious of something that they think they deserve, they actually lose that merit and fall spiritually. Pasuk 64. Ephes ki az ha'am ta'kifu bila yachashiv kol alma kel al begin dinehe le'yautra sagio lishtadla be'yaman hu diske la'vadai ephes ki az Am v'hayoshev v'aretz man d'vae l'mizke ba v'ae l'mechewe ta'kif b'yutra ta'da'a v'yashir y'ane azot v'he'arim gadolt lot v'tsurot v'atin Malyan kol tuva tila yachserun mikola v'im kalda v'gam yelide ha'anak ra'inu sham ba'e gufa ta'kif gibar ka'ari begin dehiyo Matashat Heleya Debarna Shli Ishtadla Behahu Isur Beheter Tame Betahor Kasher Ufasul Manyekul Bezaka Abba. The translation. But the people are strong. Powerful is the nation that merited the world above, which did not value the whole world at all, to strive in it so as to acquire great wealth. Who is he that could act that way to gain merits in the world above? Certainly, but the people are strong that dwell in this land. Whoever wishes to make gains in her must be wealthy and strong, as it says. But the rich answers with impudence. And literally, impudence is using the Hebrew word for strength. Indeed, he must be so. And the cities are fortified and very great, meaning nothing will be lacking in homes filled with all goodness. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, meaning it requires a firm body, strong as a lion. Since the Torah diminishes the strength of a person when he deals in the forbidden and the permissible. the defiled and the cleansed, the fit and the rejected. Who could merit her? My commentary. Chutzpah is a Yiddish word that is difficult to translate. The sage says, great is one who has chutzpah, and fallen is one who has chutzpah. Chutzpah is the quality of audacity, for good or for bad. The Yiddish word derives from the Hebrew word chutzpah, meaning insolence, cheeky, or audacity. The Zohar is telling us to enter the spiritual land of Israel while still living in the physical world. Takes great chutzpah. Pasuk 65. This is an unwritten commentary on verse 64. Essentially, what we're being taught in verse 64 is that this concept of chutzpah relates to the idea that the spiritual land of Israel is not limited to the physical land of Israel. And we can have the consciousness of being in the spiritual land of Israel anywhere in the world. That's my opinion. Verse 65. Ve'od Amalek yoshev ve'eret ha-negev i'ema barnash bi'afilu ve'kold ha'yizke Amalek yoshev ve'eret ha-negev ha-yitzra Bishakate Gora Mikatrega Devarnash Teishtaka Tadir Begufa Behachiti Behaimori Wikomer Kima Mikatragae Mishtakhe Taman Delayakil Barnash Lamei al habehahu al makalal man yiske leya uman yeul begaweo bemilein ilein vianiu et le bene Israel begindi apiku shum bishala. Kada avyotiu etabat aretz. The translation. Furthermore, Amalek dwells in the land of the Negev. If a person should think to himself that even with all this he will deserve to be strengthened, Amalek dwells in the land of the Negev. Here is the evil inclination that prosecutes the person, always present in the body. And the Hittites, the Amorites, how many prosecutors exist there to prevent a person from ever entering that world at all? Who will have merit for it and who will enter into it? With these words, they dishearten the children of Israel, since they have implicated it in bad rumors. As it says, they spread an evil report of the land. My commentary. The Zohar is warning us to be careful when we do strive to reach the spiritual land of Israel through astral travel. The entities known as Hittites and Amorites and others are there to make this process difficult and chaotic. Only with a teacher who is knowledgeable can one defend themselves. Pasuk 66. Inun b'nei mehem nuta mai kamre im chafetz panu Hashem umtana lanu kewan deishtadal Barnash biruta deliba legabe kuchabarichu labae minan elalaba veistamrun ahu rishima kadisha diktiviamech kulam tzadikim leolam hirshu. Aretz. The translation. What did these faithful say? If Hashem delights in us and gives it to us, meaning that if a person strives with a willing heart for the Holy One, blessed be he will merit her, since he only wants his heart, and they will preserve that holy sign, that is the Holy Covenant, as it is written. Your people also shall be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. Meaning those who preserve the covenant, who are called righteous. My commentary. Torah belongs to those who strive in her with a willing heart. This means without a personal agenda or a goal. Learning Torah for no specific goal, just because it gives Hashem pleasure to know you use his essence and receive pleasure from his essence. This is the purpose of life, a circuit of energy flowing back and forth from man to Hashem to man, and vice versa, and continuously. Pasuk 67. Aval ach Hashem al timrodu v'edila yimredun di'oraita labae utra v'lamane dekaspad v'dachava v'yatem al tira et im ha'aretz v'hakufa devira yispedal di'oraita yishkach asvavta with all he dictates, refut tehilisharecha, vashiku liatsmotecha, uktiv ulkal, besaruro marpe, wekalinun mekatrige, inun makrazan. The Amre Penu Atar Liflanyayo Avda Demalka. The translation. However, only rebel not against Hashem. It is necessary not to rebel against the Torah, since Torah neither requires wealth nor utensils of silver and gold, nor fear the people of the land. For if a broken body will engage to study the Torah, it will find a remedy in everything. This is what is written. It shall be a health to your navel, and marrow to your bones, and health to all their flesh. All the prosecutors against the person become helpful to him. They proclaim and make room for so-and-so, the servant of the king, meaning that no one will deter him from coming to the king to serve him. My commentary. What a paradox. We are promised these wonderful rewards, yet can only receive them when we do not desire them. Only when we desire to give pleasure to the Creator. Learn this well and strive to make it truth within you. Pasuk 68, my mistake. Begin tach al tira'u ki lach enu hem. Inun begar mehu mazam nan bezode bekal yomal inun mishtale bioraita tada avi eta orbin saviti lekal kelcha uktivi ha orbin mivi im. Lo lechem uvasar, sar tzilam me'aleihem, man tzilam dach tukpa, dedina kashya, ma'ikama ade, meshum di Hashem itanu. Al tira'um kola adiu begino raita zaka'ahu lakehon deinun demishtadle bio raita lishma tehamit kashre bekud shabarichu mamash beikru nachim. Wereim ha'idiktiv lema'an achai. Berea dedabira na shalom bach. The translation. Therefore, nor fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. The prosecutors themselves prepare food daily for those who study Torah, as it says, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. It is further written, and the ravens brought him bread and meat. Although the ravens are unclean birds from the other side, still they were feeding him. Their defense, their shadow, is departed from them. What is meant by shadow? That is the strength of harsh judgment in them that was departed and voided. What is the reason that it was gone? And Hashem is with us, fear them not. All their power was voided as a result of the Torah. Praised is the lot of those who deal with the study of Torah for its own sake, because they really get connected to the Holy One, blessed be He. They are considered brethren and friends. And this is what is written, for my brethren and friends' sake, I will now say, peace be with you. Peace be within you. My commentary. To be a friend to Hashem, one needs to study Torah, until the Torah itself cleanses one of these base desires, which include any desire for oneself alone. Pasuk 69. Vayavu ad nachal eshko wikomer Rabbi Abba Amar kartu hahu eshko atu lisalka leya. La yakilu atu linadla, leya la yakilu atu kalev vihoshua, nadlu leya usliku, leya vistaka, al yadaihu hahidikti vaistuhu. Bemot Vishnaim Bishnaim Beinun Shanaim Yechidan Zemora Maikabian Ela Eshkol Hawa Talya Yo Beya Uvod Dehawa Mitchabar Beatreya Ikre Zemora Levatar Karya Yeo Karya Mot Dikti Visau Ba Motahu Vishta Moda Ahu Dikir Tu The translation. And they came to the Wadi of Eshkol. Rabbi Abba said, they cut off the cluster, the Eshkol of grapes, which they tried to lift up, but could not. They tried to move it from its place, but could not. Joshua and Caleb came, took hold of it, raised it, and it was upright through them. And this is what is written. And they carried it between two on a pole, means by the only two who did not sin, which are Joshua and Caleb. He asks, what purpose did a branch serve? He responds, it is only that the cluster was attached, hanging to it, and while it is attached on location, it is called a branch. After they cut it off, it is called pole, as it is written. And they carried it on a pole, meaning that specific one, the one they served from the tree, severed from the tree. My commentary. There are many innuendos in these words. Essentially, Torah can only be acquired through teshuvah, since all human beings sin at one level or another. Verse 70. Mikan yadu Yehoshua v'kalev Deinun itchazyan L'mahal le'ara U'mechewelon bachulak V'yachazana adehawo Achan amlechu Alayhu kulu kaim kalev iba amar iba iba ibegina anan mait chatlin manan behulaka behulakach miad kalil garmeya. The translation. From this seeing that they are able to take the cluster, and yet the others were unable to do it, Joshua and Caleb realized that they deserved to enter the promised land, and that they would have a part and an inheritance, while the spies were still traveling. They made a decision in council about them. Joshua and Caleb, since the others were jealous of them, that they were able to carry that cluster, and they decided in council to murder them. Caleb stood up over the fruit and said, "Fruit, fruit, if for your sake we are killed, why are we in your part?" Immediately the cluster made itself lighter, so that all could carry it. And they passed it on to them. My commentary. This is teaching us that the righteous person brings along in his process many who are not yet righteous. And that is why we light candles for the Tzaddikim. Verse verse 71. Rabbi Elazar amar la yahavu le achari dehaketi vayisau va mot uktiv vishnayim ukuhu lahavo shanayim kevavtayu umikan olif Yehoshua levatar dikti vayishlach v'hoshua bin nun min ashitim shanayim anashim meraglim behane shanayim haukbuha kadmae v'kadmatu legabaihu d'Yisrael yahavu lon v'inun ishtaru v'yavdu garmaihu shirayim. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, they did not give the cluster to others, since it is clearly written and they carried it between two on a pole, indicating the two indicated, Joshua and Caleb. Among all of them, there were no other two like them. From this, Joshua took a lesson at a later date. To send just two spies, as it is written. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly. Those two have already been explained by the ancient ones. When Joshua and Caleb reached back to Israel and handed to them the cluster, they remained silent and said nothing to Israel at first. It was only the rest of the spies who said, and this is the fruit of it. And they pretended themselves to be the least. My commentary. There are times to push forward with chutzpah, and there are times to remain concealed and let others speak. Which is right to do depends on the circumstances and the souls that are involved. We are out of time. We will complete this section during Thursday's regular Zohar class. Tomorrow is Sunday. We will have two classes. Our 10:30 in the morning class, we will continue with the 10 luminous emanation study. And our advanced reincarnation class is coming to an end. We still have a few sections to continue with. But please be thinking about what else you would like to learn at that 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon class. Are there any questions? Are people trying to unmute, or there are no questions?
No questions.
No questions for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom, God.
Have a good
night. Have a
good night.
Have a beautiful day.
Shalom. Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you.